أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتم إن كان من عند الله وكفرتم به وشهد شاهد من بني إسرائيل على مثله فآمن واستكبرتم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. The discussion that we had continued was that Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about the futility of worshipping idols in this world and in the hereafter. There is absolutely no benefit. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the attitude of those who did not believe when the Qur'an Kareem was recited upon them. One allegation that they made, هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, that this Qur'an is a manifest sorcery, black magic. And then they went on to accuse Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa na'udhu billah of fabricating the Quran Kareem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give several answers. The first is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not unprecedented. There were anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam that had come before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Continuing with that, Allah ta'ala says, qul, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ara'aytum min kana min indillah, do you not see that if this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kafartum bi, and you, O people of Makkah, you reject this Quran Kareem, you do not bring iman in this Quran Kareem, wa shahida shahidum min bani Israel ala mithli, whilst the truth and the reality is this, that one single person, one single shahid, a person that will give witness, gives witness from the Bani Israel on the likes of this Quran. فَآمَنَا, then he brings iman. وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ, whilst you remain in your haughtiness, you remain in your arrogance. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues that this silsila of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the chain of nubuwat, of prophethood, had continued from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. More especially the people of Makkah, they would ask the Bani Israel or the Jews of Medina Munawwara with regards to various aspects about the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now many from amongst them had testified to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They showed the true signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's nubuwat, of the Quran Kareem being the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of them had brought iman, whilst you, O people of Makkah, you people are in your arrogance, you people are still in your haughtiness, and you still in total denial. So how is that possible then? You have asked them, they have verified the facts, yet you do not want to bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide a community, a people who are wrongdoers, a people who are transgressive and sinners, who violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another very bad habit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, wastakbartum, that you in your haughtiness, and an example of their haughtiness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve said, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to those who have brought iman, لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا, if this Islam, if this deen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought was good, مَا سَبَقُونَا إِلَيْهِ, then those that had brought iman would have never preceded them, they would have never beat them to bringing iman. If only there was any good in Islam, then they would have been the first to have brought iman, that is the Quraysh of Makkah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the absolute arrogance, because on the one hand, besides the fact that great and senior people of Makkah Mukarramah accepted iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the very, very early days had accepted Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, but they turned away from those people and they looked at the likes of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who undoubtedly in the eyes of Allah was a great personality, but in their eyes he was but a slave. Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was great in the eyes of Allah, but in their eyes he was but a slave. And hence they began to mockingly say that if these people, so to say, in our community and our society, people who are destitute, people who are slaves, if they have accepted Islam, then there is absolutely no good in Islam. If there was any good, then we would have been the ones who would have accepted Islam. There is also a narration with regards to the very early days of Islam. One of the slave girls of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The name that has been given was, her name was Zurayna. And this woman was a very, very firm Muslim, bringing Iman in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The early days of Islam, obviously Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had not accepted Iman and Islam. And hence Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would persecute this woman to turn away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such were those conditions, and such were those people that had accepted Iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذْ لَمْ يَهْتَدُوا بِهِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ هَذَا إِفْكٌ قَدِيمٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when they were not given hidayah through this Quran, through Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not find the guidance and they were not guided, then they began to say that this is a very ancient fabrication, a very ancient lie. In other words, the lie is such that from the old days, people have been lying about Nubuwwat, people have been lying about the Qur'an, the Kitab of Allah, and the Wahi and the Revelation. So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the reality is this, وَمِن قَبْلِهِ, before the Qur'an, before Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advent, Kitabu Musa imamun wa rahma, the Kitab of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had also come down. It was there, it was a guide, it was a means of rahmah. Wa hadha kitabun musaddiqun, and this Kitab is a confirmer. It verifies the fact that the Kitab of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, the Kitab to Musa alayhi salam, the Torah, and then all the subsequent kitabs, this Quran confirms all that. Lisan and Arabiya, in the Arabic language, in your own language, O people of Makkah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this? لِيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, so that this Kitab and the Quran, the Torah, and all the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent down, so that they would warn the people who had done wrong. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ, and it was a means of glad tidings for those who had done good. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran is no fabrication. It is not ancient lies that has been sent down, but this silsila, this chain of nubuwwat had continued from the beginning of man, from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.